Good afternoon. This is Sandra Bueno, and this is Power to Be You on Blog Talk Radio. Today is January 31st, and it is Thursday, and we are coming here to you a few minutes later than our scheduled programming at 2 o'clock, as Blog Talk was having some difficulties with the connection. But I am here to offer you the one-hour coaching program, which I am very eager to do because I have some time-sensitive information that I must bring to you. And this was brought to me just before, as this was not on my radar, on my immediate radar of contribution and bringing awareness to our platform, but I will do so now. And just bear in mind that I've actually been on various shows today, so just connecting on to other hosts who are also on the move to really connect other people, like-minded individuals, to empower, to transform, to contribute. So we are definitely on a mission, and this is not just a one-person journey. This is a journey that involves us all at a global, in a global sphere. So, you know, you might detect my passion and my eagerness behind the voice, and definitely is very authentic because just this week I connected with incredible souls and incredible visionaries who truly have lived a life of testimony and who are coming across through their own unique ways, whether through books or through an act or through a program or a philosophy, either way, or they truly are coming, forming a group, a leading group of those who have tapped into their unique gifts and their unique skill to really make a difference and contribute. So again, this is Sandra, and here we are with Power to Be You, and today's topic is going to be about what drives our mind when we think of money. And the reason why, there's two reasons for why I am going to be coming across to you. Number one, for those individuals who live in the Chicago area, there is a Millionaire Mind Intensive tonight with T. Harv Eckert. And this is going to be at the Hyatt Regency Chicago Riverwalk. You can go online and you can put in the number 611147. This is a live program. It is free of charge, and it is presented through the T. Harv Eckert's Millionaire Mind Intensive people. So this is all about peak potential training, and tonight's actual program brings about the psychology of wealth and the psychology of our mindset as to how we, on an individual basis, regard money. And I also just got off one of the Blog Talk radio shows where the host, she was talking precisely about this, about breaking free of generational, the generational curse of, you know, one family just not really engaging the next into how they can become prosperous and into how they can grow. And it seems that more and more in society we find ourselves having more and more difficulty within our finances. And tonight's seminar truly is mind-breaking. It's the author, T. Harv Eckert, he actually authored the book, The Millionaire Mind, Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. And it is, I think wealth is a state of being. And wealth really comes into light when you as an individual claim that right. When you as an individual realize that you have the capacity within you to really manifest anything that you want to manifest. And it is easier said than done because it is not words that's going to make the difference. It is action. And action really is something that also has to come with a lot of intensity, with focus, with determination, with commitment. And it has to be crystal clear, because otherwise the actions that we take will be an expense of energy. and the actions that we'll take might actually take us away from where we truly want to be. So it's, like I said, it's easier said than done, but done it can be, because there have been many people, and there are many people around our vicinity, our area, our neighborhood, our country, our world, where we can see that, yes, true success, true fulfillment, true wealth, and wealth in all areas of life, not just financially, is accessible. It is doable. It is our divine right. Again, but it takes a commitment, it takes decision, and it takes us to really say, this is what we want for our lives. So even though we got started late with this program, this is what today's Power to Be You show is about. For you, for those of you that are able to get on your computers, if you want to follow through, if you want to call in, let me give you the call number. It is 646-716-8620. I will be taking questions today, and then hopefully the system does work, and you will be allowed to enter the platform. Now, for those of you who would prefer to email me, you can email me at liveandlearnllc, and that is liveandlearnllc at gmail.com. So definitely, I would love to hear from you. I would like for you to contribute, for you to say just, you know, what you're about, what you want, what it is that you see. So definitely allow me to just log in, and then we can get moving with this platform today. In the meantime, once again, for those of you who are in the Chicago area, go to this event. It starts at the registration is from 6 to 6:30, and the seminar is from 7 to 10 p.m. You can also go online and to www.peakpotentials.com and /activate. You can put in that activator code, the 611147, and you can get yourself over there and be ready to be moved and to be somewhat shaken. I attended the weekend seminar, the Millionaire Mind Intensive. It was free, and it truly, truly was incredible. It was an incredible moment. It was an incredible journey. It was an incredible three days event. So I highly recommend it. And for those of you who would also like to be to increase your ability to earn passive income, they have an affiliate work, a group, so you can join the affiliate group and receive tickets and be able to guide other people to this event and truly just tap into the mindset of creating wealth and being able to realize that there's more to wealth than just thinking about the money. There's really a lot more. So this is, again, what we are doing here on the Blog Talk Radio platform. This is what I am doing with Power to Be You. And it is about awareness and making distinctions for your own life and then just moving forward by connecting, by committing, by deciding to follow through. And it is through momentum that you will make a difference. So to go forward, the switchboard is open. We have 40 minutes remaining of the show. You can call in at 646-716-8620. Definitely come on the show and share your mind or ask the question. I also just ask for those of you who might be listening and might not really want to come on, to just give it a try, venture in, try to see where this takes you. And I would also just caution anyone who might want to listen and call in because you want to make a joke or something like that that's off color. Save the time and save everyone else's time by not doing so, because this is about empowerment and this is about making this place a better place for all of us involved, and it is about contributing and growing. It's not about sharing what's not working in your life and keeping people there. So let's proceed on forward, and I'm going to say that there are many, depending on your belief system, depending on where you've been, what you've done, your family, your social sphere, you know, we've really created awareness, or we've really created a mindset toward attainment of wealth and financial freedom. And I think no other time than the present can we really look and say, well, how are we doing in this sector? And, you know, we can look just by the crisis that we have now in front of us, the crisis of the housing industry. I mean, I just recently heard that people are actually burning down their homes so that they can claim the insurance money. You know, and I mean, that's just reacting to a situation. And I can tell you that I have been through a lot of economic hardship because of the fact that I believe so much so in my mission, because of the fact that I am willing to sacrifice my so many areas of my life, specifically the financial area, just to really hone in on what my ultimate purpose is. And it really came down to, was I willing to sell myself out? You know, was I willing to give in? And, you know, I realized that no, you know, there's a mission that I have. I am empowered by God. I'm empowered through Him and by Him and for Him to believe that I have something to bring to this world, to believe that through my experience, through my hardships, through my challenges, the greatness that I've lived, the great things that I've done, I have made an assessment and I have a testimony to be able to say, you know what? As a creative force, as creative energy, here I am. I believe in myself. I believe in a purpose. I see a need. I see the pain that's out there. I see the injustice. You know, I see where we can complement what's great, where we can also eradicate what's not good. And, you know, in everything and with all my might, that's where I am going. And it didn't matter that I was challenged financially. You know, it didn't matter that I had these creditors calling me day in and day out, morning and night, including Sundays, to really accost me. And it came to a point where I said, you know what? This is all. I can't do anymore. But I'm also not going to lose faith. I'm not going to lose hope. I'm not going to be stirred to the point of feeling that I'm helpless or victimizing myself. And really, there's a lot of strength in that because, again, you know, we've all heard what doesn't kill you strengthens you. Well, I think that's, you know, financial strain and financial agony is one of the areas where no matter what it is that you say, no matter what it is that you want to portray, no matter what mask you wear, the reality of financial hardship is something that truly gets you off your platform. You know, it's something that you can't deny. If you are a family, or if you are in charge of a family, you can't look at your family and feel happy when you're having difficulties or feel adequate if you can't provide for them. And again, you know, we're challenged by our faith because we're sitting there, you know, saying, "Well, I've done everything right, and why?" And again, it's in those times that we're challenged, and our values, our beliefs, everything is implicated. And you know, nothing. I mean, financial strain is truly a place where you are brought to your knees. You are brought to your knees when you can't pay your phone bill, you can't pay your light, or you're in the brink of being foreclosed upon, or not being able to pay your rent, or not being able to eat, not having the money to even eat. And I speak from experience, both with myself and with my husband. And I know that this is very real. I know that this is very real. Today I tapped into various other hosts who have shows. One in particular, she has a single mom The show is Single Mama Talk, and you can listen to this on Blog Talk Radio. She talks with a lot of single moms, and that's a hardship. That's a tremendous hardship that I've been through, so I understand. And it's very hard when you have to both be a provider and a nurturer. In order for you to be able to provide for your child, you have to go out there and make money. And how can you go out there and make money to provide for your child if you have to leave your child behind? What is that going to expose your child to? You know, who do you leave him with? How are you going to feed him? How are you going to pay someone so that they can feed him? So this is a lot of reality that's happening to us now, but there are also tools, and there are opportunities, and there are skills, and these are all things that can be learned, and they are all things that can be applied. And if we all collectively come together, yes, I know that we can and we will make a difference. And again, it takes a lot. I think it takes integrity. It takes the commitment for change. It takes a lot of sacrifice. And I believe that it also takes a heart that truly believes in humankind, in progression, in evolution, in being just, and in love. Because love is the one thing that makes a difference in everything that we do. So I started off by talking about the millionaire mind, and I will say that many people will often think of millionaires in terms of money, but we are millionaires in terms of spirit, in terms of values, in terms of contribution. And that's the beginning. That's the beginning of that journey where you, as you work forward, you realize that, hey, you know, I've worked on this. I have all the right to be able to create. I have the right to be compensated for what I'm bringing, especially when what is being brought is going to be positive for others. And this is when you look at people that have really made a difference in life, they've been compensated for their creations. And it happens because people much rather construct and create than be destructive. And this requires a specific mindset. When we contribute to others, we contribute to ourselves and our growth. And we need to be prepared. And how do we become prepared if we don't walk bad walk? You know, there's something being said about a person being able to say, look, I've been there and done that, and now look where I went. Because it is in shining ourselves that we allow others to shine, or that we encourage others to shine. So, again, going back to creating wealth and financial freedom, there's more to creating wealth and financial freedom than just conditioning your mind. It's an actual conditioning program that you must put yourself on, and it becomes with you truly knowing where you stand, where you are, and not doing it from a place of hurt or victimization, but really assessing and saying, okay, this is where I am. This is what I face today. This is how much money, if we're going to talk about the questions of money, how much money do I owe? How much in debt am I? And, okay, where do I want to be? So when you can say that you want to be financially free, then that means you want to pay off your creditors. That means you want to pay off your home, or that means you want to have, you want to take a grip, and you want to have control of something that has so much influence and so much control over your life. So there are programs out there. There are programs. There are financial consultants. There are goal programs. There are momentum programs. There are wealth conditioning programs. There is enough information out there that can already put you and set you up on the right plan, on the right path. So one thing that I definitely would like to share is not only this Peak Potentials training, which involves the Millionaire Mind Intensive, and also when you go there, you'll be looking at getting and receiving, if you do the three-day program, you'll be receiving the Attitudes of the Wealth affirmation page. You'll be receiving a booklet that just puts you through a 90-day wealth conditioning program and just really makes you think and really makes you, it helps you to just position yourself so you can receive and you can just have a lot of that, the inner principles of success embedded into your core. So that's definitely one that I truly wholeheartedly recommend. The other one is something that I came across, and you can go online and look for this information, but it's called the Crown Financial Ministries. And this is for the other side. This is for, you know, you have two extremes, I think. You have the extreme of the Millionaire Mind Intensive, which is all based on personal development and based on mindset, based on generational, lack, based on the limiting beliefs, based on what it is that you need to do now in order to move forward and how you need to embrace and how you need to just let go of limiting beliefs. And then we have the Crown Financial Ministries, which is based on the true principles of financial freedom as it is outlined in the Bible. So here we have two extremes of thought, whereas the Crown Financial Ministries offers a seminar as well. And there are various sessions to this, and it encompasses number one is the compass, actually. Number two is the detours. Number three, the signposts. Number four, the directions. Number five, the hazards. Number six, the exit. Number seven, the gift. And eight, the journey continues. And I will tell you that you can go in and each session points the way in how basically God outlines money. And as I took this course, I realized that on the Bible, it does bring the subject of money up many times. Over 30% of the Bible has passages on money. And, you know, a lot of the times we come here and we think that, well, you know, because of our belief system, we really can't think about money. And, you know, I think a lot of people, where they get stuck is thinking about money and not thinking about what money can bring into their lives in terms of how they can contribute and become better people and to serve, you know, more people. I think a lot of people get stuck on thinking that, you know, money is the way and you're going to be settling down and having just that house and taking care of yourself and buying cars and buying jewelry. And while all that is nice and it is beautiful and we all want it and, you know, definitely I wouldn't be turning it down, it's not the purpose. It's not that's not the end-all answer to building wealth, because that's material things aren't really what's going to give us that fulfillment that we seek. You know, material things are great, but they're not great if they're shared alone. You know, they're not great if you have nothing great to do outside of that. And I think, you know, some of you know of people who had great wealth or who at one point gave it away, or who had great wealth but also had a bad life, who also had a life where they were distraught, where they were very sad, where they were alone, where they were miserable. Because truly it comes down to, you know, what does money mean to you and what is its purpose in your life? And that is something that only you can really see light into. And that's totally about just having, I think, your feet on the ground, your heart in the right place, and having also gone through hardship where you're able to recognize that, okay, you know, this is not all there is. And, you know, I think it's great to be able to have different programs available and different mindsets so that, you know, you can keep that tenacity and the foundational support, and then you can also start dreaming. Because, you know, it's not about keeping a lid on the possibilities. It's about just opening up your life to the possibilities that are there and then following through, but also keeping balance and keeping integrity aligned to your purpose and mission as an ultimate superhuman being, I would say. So what I'd like to actually do is continue working on this Crown Financial and just giving you some insights into the different sessions and how you can really go out there and you know, and tap into. One of the great things about Crown Financial is they offer you a map. They give you a map. If you go onto their website, they also give you a resource CD and a lot of the different benefits that are associated with that. Their website is crown.org, crown.org, and it's all about taking the journey to true financial freedom. And what they help you do is really get out of debt. And do it in a way that where you recognize where you stand, where you recognize, you know, your tithing, where you recognize what it is that you that being in debt costs you. They give you suggestions. They give you just a guideline and also references as well as mentors who can really just follow you and or guide you so toward a toward understanding your monthly income, your expenses, the worksheet categories. So what's great is you also take a covenant. You take a covenant as a couple. If you're involved in a relationship, you take action steps where you look at your personal growth, where you look at your spiritual connection. Then you adapt the plan with the Crown Money Map. Then you also start to save. You're also supposed to have a an emergency fund, and they help you to build that up, like in a 3 to 6 month live-in reserve. Then they also tune you into services, and I will tell you that it just allows you to have a plan. It allows you to have a plan so that you don't find yourself out there lost and wondering and feeling that you're about to, you know, break. And for me, it's been, these resources have been magnificent because I am, you know, one thing that I realized is you cannot make $10 or be entrusted with $10 if you can't make one. You know, and that really is a scary principle to follow because it really makes you step up. Because if you cannot make a dollar, then you will not make 10. And if you cannot make 10, you will not make 100, 1,000, 100,000, and 1,000,000. And then the opposite is true. If you can make that money, then you're going to be entrusted. Both God and the universe is going to entrust you with more. And I'm here looking at actually the Financial Freedom book, and it says debt is bondage. And here from Proverbs 22:7, it says, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower becomes the lender's slave. That's something that's hard, you know, borrowing from Paul to pay Peter, like they said. And that's not great. You know, that's bad. And I think we really have to slip away from that debt quotient of our life because it cuts us off. It prevents us from being free, from being true, from living out our lives. Look at how many parents, look at how many relationships break down because of this. You know, look at the amount of parents who are, especially with women, who have to raise their kids alone because their husbands are working all day long so that they can make money to live in the house they live in. You know, and at the end of the day, the kids are distraught and the kids are alone because the parents aren't there. Or they feel that the parents never loved them because they were always busy. You know, it's hard. It's really hard because it's about getting our priorities right and saying what really matters. So this is, I think, I'm going to take these next few minutes to bring you back to the power to be you. And being true to your core and really looking at your life in the direction of your life and, you know, just really claiming it, claiming where you stand, claiming where you stand in your finances, just being true to you, because if you're not true to you, then you can't do anything about it. You're not going to be propelled to move forward because you haven't pushed yourself forward to demand more of yourself. And this is really where you need to take the step and where you need to step up so that you could break out of the cycle. You need to step up and say, here I am, this is where I am, and I invite you to do that. I invite you, if you're listening to me, if you've downloaded this through an archive or if you're live, just really, really close your eyes and just really ask yourself and allow yourself. Allow yourself to feel where you're at and say, yes, I am in financial bondage. And when you do that, say, but I will not be here for the rest of my life. You know, when you say, I will not be here for the rest of my life, I refuse to sell out, I refuse to sell myself any longer, and I refuse to waste my life, and I refuse to waste my energy, and I refuse to waste my gifts worrying about the debt. That's already claiming it. And then now just take a deep breath and exhale. And exhale. Because there's, you know, I can tell you that we learn through life, and I can tell you that we learn specifically when the lesson is raw. When the lesson is hard, we learn even more and even better than when the lesson is sweet. Somehow we tend to identify with the hardship and the hurt better than we do with the sweetness and the honey. So, you know, now that you've said to yourself, this is it, this is where you're going to break the cycle, really start outlining where you stand and just chart it, put it on a piece of paper, say, this is what I owe here, this is what I owe here, this is what I owe. And when you do that, like if you create kind of like the wheel of life, put yourself in the center and then just like a sundial, just every debt, just extend it outward. Just extend it as if it were sun rays, and name each one of them. So if it's credit card debt, put credit cards. If you want to do it single, just for all your credit cards, then put yourself in the middle and then have different credit cards all coming out of that center. And once you outline them, put a figure to it. And when you put a figure to it, then you start looking at what's there. Look at how much percentage you're paying on each card, for example, and start doing some calls and asking these people. I didn't do that when I was in paying all my credit cards, and I realized that I could have saved myself a lot of problems had I called in and changed not only the percentage points that I was paying, the interest rate, but also I could have changed even the figure that I was sending in, and that could have saved me from a lot of hardship. So, you know, go there and also choose to say, you know, maybe I can consolidate, or maybe I can pay off the little ones and then pay off the big ones, or you can definitely look around, or even talk to a financial coach and get them to help you. And, you know, you will, provided that you focus and that you become deliberate in your plan, you will change your situation. So that's one thing that you can do. And refuse now, another area that you need to do is look at your patterns. Look at where it is that you are going and what it is that you are doing that continuously puts you in that place of disadvantage. So if you find yourself that every Friday night at 6 p.m., all your team and the people that you work with go to the bar and go to the club, then you might choose to say differently. And you might say, you know what, no, I'm not going to go. Maybe I'll go to the gym. Maybe I'll go to a YMCA. Maybe I'll go to a park. Or maybe I'll go to a library. Or maybe I'll start a group with friends and have them come over to my house and do a potluck, where we can discuss the book that we read, or where we could discuss a topic that's inherent to us or that's inherent in society, and start doing something to that effect. And you know, just take what you make, take your money, and also start tithing. I think that's something that's very unique, and there's a lot in there that really makes a difference. And this is a whole entire mindset of giving God what's His, and how He brings to us the possibility of having what it is that we have. So when we give, there is that element of gratitude, humility, and also freedom, because we are putting in His hands and saying, okay, I'm giving it to you in all faith. And it does say in the Bible, if we give, you know, to test God in this area. And when you start uncovering the wealth that comes around you, then you're just even more impacted. So do that as well, and just really become conscious about what you want out of your life, and realize that I think the biggest test is that everything that happens to us does happen to help us grow. And if you are having difficulty in your life financially, nobody else got you there but yourself. And, you know, some people might react to this, but I can tell you that for me, my hardship and my conditioning and my debt happened because I was the one that put myself there. I spent the money. I mismanaged money. I didn't save the way I needed to save. I spent more than I had. I didn't earn sufficient for the quality of life that I wanted to have. And these are all assessments of becoming responsible and becoming aware and taking accountability. And knowing that, I had two choices. Either these things were going to surmount me and surpass me and debilitate me, or I was going to take matters into my own hands and really control and say, you know what? I'm going to make more money. You know what? I'm going to create my own business. You know what? I'm going to get an education, a higher education. You know what? I'm going to invest in myself. I'm going to invest in my own growth. And then this is where I get the personal growth. You know, every time you invest in yourself, you are not failing. When you invest in yourself, when you take out money so that you can learn and so that you can grow, you're becoming a better human being. And in the process, you're going to become a better employee, a better friend, a better son or daughter, a better parent. You'll become a better guide and a mentor to many people. You know, and there's that saying that says, knowledge is power, and knowledge is not power if it's not applied. Applied knowledge is what makes a difference. It doesn't matter what you learned if you do not apply it and use it. And I think this is also a key in people who will often say, oh, I tried that and it didn't work. You know, well, you know, if you can throw a seed in the grass and it might grow, it may not grow. But chances are that if you put a seed in the dirt and you tend that seed and you water that seed and you watch it grow and you give it feed and you nurture it, most likely you will see a plant stemming from that seed. So I think people are quick to say, well, I tried it and they took my money, or that wasn't all what they said, you know, and I think they're the ones to blame. So hopefully you've gotten something out of what I've shared with you. And for my last 10 minutes, what I'm going to do is bring about some resources that I've wanted to bring since I started the Power to Be You platform. And this is just to give you some leads into areas where you can, if you're looking to start your own business, if you're looking to get training, specifically training for free. If you are, and I think, let me backtrack, if you're looking to start your own business, I would highly, highly, highly recommend that you invest some time, that you invest even a little bit of money in joining a network marketing company. There are many reputable network marketing companies out there. There are companies that allow you to really come in and partake in the company's mission and vision. And this is great training ground for you to get your feet wet in what it takes to own your own business. And, you know, many people, I have had two. I've started two businesses, and I've also gotten involved in quite a few network marketing endeavors with, I would say, about four companies. And none of them were successful for me. All of them I invested in. One of them I was able to, or what can I say, I've made the money that I invested back. I made the money. I've taken out the perks and the benefits that they represent, but in reality, I've not made that transition of, wow, you know, I've made thousands and thousands of dollars, and I can say how my life has changed. Now, the reason why that is so is because I also realize that no matter what it is that you're going to do and no matter the product, you have to invest your time and yourself into it. Even if it's 3 hours a week or 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week, you must still have integrity in what it is that you do. You must still apply yourself. You must still have selling abilities in how you are communicating to others. You must still love what it is that you are doing. You must still follow through with direction. You must still be committed, disciplined, create a log, follow through for other people, teach other people, and there are always people who are there helping you, so you're not alone. So network marketing is definitely a team sport. But you must be willing to do it. If you think that you're just going to come in and give it 2 hours and let it go and come back later, you know, that may be so. I'm not saying it can't happen, but if you happen to get in with the right people, if you're downline, you might have known some people that got in. They had the first two people come into their group, and as a result, they've really never had to do anything else because their group made it go forward. Then that is great. But for most part, you are going to need to just invest some time and invest some awareness and attention to making a business for yourself. But I will tell you that this is something that truly, truly is a wealth of possibility for people who want to take this and build upon this industry. It definitely offers you a lot of opportunity to really change your life, to meet like-minded individuals, to meet people who are about personal development and empowerment. And all of this information, for the most part, is free once you join. So this is where I'm saying to really use what's available, get that information, get in, become part of that team, you know, find a product that's really something that you believe in. One product that I was involved with was the Melaleuca company. This is with toxic-free products. When you tap into the company and you realize who they are, how long they've been out there, their mission and vision to help and empower people lead their lives forward, you know, you can't help but want to be a part of them and represent them. So I was there for a while. My family's still there. I love the products. I use them. But that's not where my heart is. My heart is really making a difference for people at a global level, creating this Power to Be You platform, you know, bigger things. So I don't have time to also, I can only sell my voice once. I can't be a jack of all trades trying to sell a product here, sell a flying lessons there, and sell candy somewhere else while I'm also trying to do this. So I have to make a sacrifice and say, you know what, this is where I am. I might not be making money, but I will one day, and I will eventually. And now I'm in a mindset where that one day has a date. So, you know, and I'm sitting on that date right now. But I will tell you, really look into this. Don't be afraid. People talk about, oh, is that a pyramid scheme? You know what? That is a limiting belief, and that is something that you've heard, and you've heard other people say it, and now you are also saying it, and that is something that's keeping you and preventing you from looking into something that can potentially have an effect on your life and on your well-being and on your finances. So really look at that. another company that I was involved with that actually changed now. I'm not even going to bother saying it, but I did make, at least I made double the investment that I had made. And keep in mind also that network marketing companies are, you are not making money on the people. If they are reputable, network marketing companies are companies that are saying, look, if you become a representative of my product or of my service, we will share in the revenue. Therefore, the money is not coming on the backside of somebody else. It's coming directly from the company that would otherwise be paying for other buildings and other workers. So like this, with network marketing, it's a viral platform where people are bringing people in, and we already do that for free. Think of the times when you tell your friends, go to the restaurant, that's a great restaurant. Do you get a coupon or a free dinner? No. Unless you have an affiliate link or unless you are affiliated with them one way or the other. The same thing for movies, the same thing for products, same thing for books. But if you really want to increase your passive income stream, then look into your favorite companies, go on their websites, look at what they, when it says affiliate links, you can click in on that. One that I tapped into very recently was Vonage. Vonage, the digital phone, it goes right through, the service actually goes through your internet, so you need to have an internet provider. For every person that you turn into this, to using Vonage, which is like under $30, it allows you to call internationally for less than 1 minute, one penny I think it is. You know, don't quote me on that, but it's very minimal. They will give you, for each person that signs up, they'll give you like 2 months free, and you'll get $30 per person. So hello and excuse me. If the service is great, if it's going to allow us to use the internet, if it's going to be something that is legitimate, and then we also have the opportunity to get money for referrals, wouldn't you be telling your friends and your family to move on over? Or would you still let your family pay $150, $200 for phone when you're getting yours for $30? Okay, so now you got it. So look into Vonage as well. Now, another company that I was involved with is a new company called Agel, A-G-E-L. You can do you can actually follow through on Agel, and that company is dealing with new technology, patented technology, and the cost to invest is a lot higher, but also the return is a lot more. And the people that are involved leading this company have collectively made $40 million and more on network marketing. And these are individual people who are motivators, who are speakers, who have their own websites, their own companies. And one of them is someone who's very big on the network marketing industry. So look into that. There is also I highly recommend, there was a Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump article, Why We Recommend Network Marketing. This is something that I have in my possession. You can look it up. You can Google it. But if you'd like a copy, just write to me at liveandlearnllc@gmail.com, and just let me know, okay? And I'll be happy to give this to you. Just if you also want to look into any of these companies, I have people who signed me up, friends of mine who are in it, my family who's in it, and I'll be happy to link you up on that. There are more things that I have, but you know what, this is only a one-hour call, and we are about to sign off. So I look forward to the future weeks that are coming, where I'll be bringing some real impactful people, leaders and coaches, visionaries. This is about the power to be you, and it's about us standing together to make a difference, to bring awareness, accountability, and empowerment to our mindsets, and truly, truly make an impact this life. This is Sandra Bueno, and I look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday. Goodbye.